Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Typically, when we comment around the South African economy, we do mention that at least 60% is spurred on by consumer spending. And we know that you and I, when our pockets are pinched, we tend to hold back, and much of that activity has been recorded in muted retail sales. Why? Because interest rates and inflation have really been high, and that does mean we've had to be prudent with our spending. But not in the month of June, according to some data that's been released. Seems as though retail sales continued their upward trajectory just in the month of June, surging by 4.1% year on year. Sounds like we have some good news to share. And one economist that we've reached out to is a senior economist at FNB, Siphamandla Mkhwanazi. Siphamandla, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Ooh, Spa, you're live on Kaya Biz. Please unmute your mic. There we go.
We've got 4 years' experience in these things and still we fail. Good evening to you, Bibi, and your listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love it. Sometimes you can just blame it on the technology. It's not you, it's the technology. But some good news that we also have to celebrate, Siphamandla, which we typically don't do, right, in our economic circles. But retail sales surging by 4.1%. I'm pleasantly surprised.
I'm as pleasantly surprised as you are, Gugu. And the markets also seem to be pleasantly surprised. We saw that the market, or at least Reuters' expectation, was for an expansion of around 1.1%. So we got approximately four times that. So it is a bit of good news. We haven't spoken about such strong numbers coming from the retail sector in a long time. So yeah, we take it.
We definitely take it, because I typically joke that economists like yourself don't sleep well for much of the year because of the bad news we've had to report on. But of course, good news does come with an understanding of where this essentially comes from. And I'd be intrigued to see which particular sectors of the economy have driven the surge.
Right. So when we look at the data, so the upward trend actually started about 3 months ago. So when I say 3 months, I mean 3 months of the data that we have. So we've got data up to June. So in the second quarter, really. Mm-hmm. And that coincides, by the way, with the cessation of load shedding, which I think might have been one of the contributors. But we started seeing this strong performance in the month of May. And one of the sector that drove that was the food and alcoholic beverages sector, which grew at about just over 5% in the previous month. Mm-hmm. Now, it appears that strength has migrated to general dealers. So these are non-specialized retail outlets, those big outlets where you found around about everything. We saw a very strong performance there, an expansion of about 7.3%. I mean, that alone contributing about 3.3 percentage points to the 4.1% that we have. Mm-hmm. But what I want to caution on, Google, is that at the moment, it's not this good performance, as much as we take it, it's not as broad-based. It's very narrowly based. It's just three sectors that recorded a positive growth. It's the general dealers, it is clothing and footwear, and furniture shops. It's just those three that recorded a positive growth. I would like to see this spreading more towards other four sectors.
Mm. And if anything, I assume that this underscores the basics that we as consumers prioritize, making sure we're fed, keeping warm, and making sure we have a comfortable space to stay in there.
Absolutely. And it also builds on the narrative that the sentiment in SA has actually improved since the elections. I mean, we've got anecdotal data that that suggests that. And add this piece of data to that, it does show that, because it's one thing to have a little bit in the pocket to spend, it's quite another to be willing to spend that. And that improvement in sentiment suggests that there is this growing willingness to once again, from the South African consumer, to once again engage in shopping activity.
Mm. And I guess this is also important for us to put these numbers in context. As you've mentioned, we are cautiously optimistic. We're happy, but also fairly guarded in terms of making sure this spreads to other sectors. Load shedding, despite it dissipating slightly, still having, I guess, ripple effects in terms of the economy and the slow recovery there. But the fuel price, inflation and interest rates also still remain high. Are these factors we need to be worried about in terms of the outlook for retail sales going forward?
The outlook, Gugu, looks much better than it has in a long time. We do expect that there is an imminent interest rate cut. We do expect that the inflation trend is firmly on a downward trend. So it's not going to be as problematic as it has been over the last 8 months or so. So the outlook actually looks better than it has in a long time.
Oh, so some good news from an economist. Oh, Spamanga, you've made our day.
I'm worried.
Don't be. I just hope it lasts long and that we don't have a significant correction coming up. But always appreciate your time and helping us make sense of the numbers, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Spamanga Mkhwanazi is a senior economist at FNB, reporting and giving us an update on the retail sales, outperforming in the month of June, up by 4.1%. But as he's mentioned, we've essentially made sure that we are eating, buying groceries, keeping ourselves clothed and warm through food and rather clothing, and of course, general dealers within our homes and spaces that we occupy, essentially making sure that we're still keeping to the bare essentials.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.